We've talked a lot about the violence that our worthless, fake, murderous government is allowing to pour into the United States right over what previously was referred to as a border. Our streets are less safe than ever before. On a weekly basis, we learn of a new crime or a new attack, some new brutal murder of an American citizen or multiple American citizens brought on by savage parasite animals that have absolutely no right to be here in the first place. These stories are on a constant loop in America's new reality, and don't expect them to go away anytime soon. This is only just the very beginning. So long as our borders are insecure, crime and mayhem will pour into the United States, and the American people will pay the price, likely with their lives. And no one should act surprised by any of this. Just take a look at what these people are doing to their own countries. Their own failed states that they've run into the ground. Latin American drug cartels are some of the most violent organizations on earth. They have entire countries, entire governments under their control. Much of the crime that's now rocking the United States is directly tied to conflicts in Latin America. It stems from all-out wars between drug cartels and human smugglers and narco-terrorists who form their own de facto armies and then fight with each other with military-grade equipment. They carve out territories to peddle drugs and peddle weapons and traffic human beings and influence, and then they defend them to the death, like primitive tribes. These people will go to war with one another at the drop of a hat, and it's getting even worse now that their territories are expanding here into the United States. The United States is the new frontier for these people. They've already taken over their own countries. They already control the flow of money and power and drugs throughout Mexico and Central and South America. And now they're moving into the United States. And the violence that we're going to see, you haven't seen anything yet. Invisible lines span our entire country, drawing out these boundaries between drug lords and gangs, lines that you've never even heard of, gangs that you've never even heard of. And it's all happening right out in the wide open, right under our noses. And as this all plays out in America, brutal wars are popping up in Mexico and beyond. They're threatening to spill over our borders, and they are. I talked to a U.S. Marshal who says, you think you've seen mass shootings already? You just wait. There's dirty bombs and weapons caches all over this country. They're bringing a level of violence and a level of murder and a level of crime that this country has never before seen. It makes all of the old movies about prohibition and mafia wars look like child's play, a total joke. Over just the past couple of weeks, one of these wars has heated up and at least 17 people have been murdered in cartel violence that looks like it belongs in Ukraine or in Gaza. It looks like a freaking war zone. Just two rival drug gangs. These rivals have committed what would be considered war crimes if they happened in a government war. But because it's just a Mexican drug war, it's all standard run-of-the-mill stuff. They have slaughtered their enemies and mutilated their bodies. And they're so sick and demented that they've recorded it all and posted it online for the entire world to see, almost like a message. This is what's coming for you if you stand in our way. This is what's next for America. Well, of course, they brokered a truce. As quickly as it started, it all ended. Both sides vowed to respect the territories of their enemy and agree to a non-aggression pact, at least on Mexican soil, you see. But these people have a massive appetite for violence. So anyone with a brain who's independently and critically thinking can safely assume, hey, a new battle will start up soon, be it between these two narco gangs or others, and it's very likely that as these groups continue dividing up drug territories here in our country in the United States, and they're agreeing to stop killing each other at home, that these disputes will spill over our southern border and claim American lives. Yeah, because they don't give a about you or your kids. In a few years, at the rate that things are going now, much of the southwestern United States will just be completely unlivable. It'll be turned into a battleground for the narco-terrorists that are taking advantage of America's weakness and the massive black market, the black market for drugs and prostitution and child sex and virtually everything else that the United States has to offer. Maria Espinoza is the founder of the Voice and Remembrance Day for Americans Killed by Illegals. She has extensive knowledge of the dangers that are invading our country, and she joins us now. Maria, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you, Stu, for having me on again. And what the U.S. Marshal told you is exactly right. You know, we're seeing a huge uptick in the killings of Americans by illegal aliens, and it's just starting. So, you know, we have to arm ourselves and be very extra careful. But look, we have mass shootings now, and you're right. Just think of all the places that a mass shooting can take place. And you're talking about these cartels who third world, I think just savagery. And, you know, it's here. It's not just there. You know, we don't have to look at the news and watch what's going on over there. It is here. Right here in our front lawn.
Yeah. I oftentimes say, and I know that you were a major surrogate for President Trump. I know that you're running right now in Texas, 7th Congressional District, I believe. Is that right?
It was in 2022, but I'm helping candidates now. We started this 501c4, so you know, to endorse good candidates. So I know the good ones and the bad ones.
Do you believe that
But
there's any candidates, whether be it good now or not? They could be just priceless, perfect, but they get to Washington and their soul gets sucked out of them because they fall to the blackmail and the bribery and the PACs and the lobbies that are just infiltrating and overtaking our government.
that's true. And we've seen that over and over. And that's one reason why when we moved to Washington, D.C. with the Remembrance Project, we moved back to Texas, you know, came back to Texas to, you know, protect the home front. And we knew that was going to be the last stand because Biden, as you can see now, over the last 3 years, he's opened the border. And we wanted to press Governor Abbott to repel the invasion and deport these illegal aliens to save not only Texas, but save all of America.
Yeah, Governor Abbott's fake. He's a psyop. He's totally sold out as well. Do you agree with that?
I do agree with that.
Yeah.
And that's why we helped the Texas sheriffs for a couple of years there in Texas to, you know, band together. They filed declarations of disaster. Then the following year and a half, they filed declarations of invasion, trying to pressure Governor Abbott and get the public behind them. But when you don't have the funds to, you know, where are
Yeah,
you?
well, and you don't get the funds unless you swear an allegiance to a foreign secular nation state called Israel. You can't even be a candidate. We don't need candidates anymore, Maria. I think we need another William Wallace in this country that's going to say, hey, we need to round up all of these people who have illegally invaded our country. Most of them have been brought here. For example, in the state of Minnesota, Minneapolis, you go downtown, that's the skyline that's behind me here. You go downtown and you see Somalis everywhere. Somalis everywhere. They were imported by Governor Walz, the traitor to America, so that Ilhan Omar could have a voting base. That's why they're here, specifically so that Ilhan Omar out of Minnesota can go and infiltrate our government like the cockroach that she is and spread her anti-Christian hate all over the place. I mean, this is happening all over. What are these people actually coming to our country to do, Maria? I know that you don't even watch these videos anymore because you get so
I
inundated.
don't. Yeah, I can't. I can't. I don't want that in my soul. I don't want it at all. We deal with death of Americans. That's when I focus. I don't even like to get into the gruesome details. But look, you know, Stu, they will self-deport if we stop feeding them, housing them, educating them, medicating them. Then they will self-deport, and that's key. But yes, we absolutely have to deport them,
Do
especially
you really believe
the.
that? I mean, you don't think that they'll just kill and murder and rape for the things that they need here?
No, they will. They absolutely will. That's why I said, you know, people need to arm themselves and be very aware of their surroundings at all times.
Yeah,
And
either
if you see
self-deport
grocery
or get
store.
dispatched. How about that? We'll put you down. We'll give you the old Yeller treatment.
Yeah. No, that's true. They will do what they want to do here. And I feel like, you know, Americans, we're sitting ducks, we're prey. And it's just a matter of time till it hits, you know, some of, you know, your viewers' homes. I mean, that's what we're seeing right now.
Yeah. I think mass deportation is absolutely the only way. It has to be done. I mean, if you're not going to self-deport, then we're going to come and find you. We're going to round you up and we're going to send you back to where you came from. And if you try to reinvade our country, the military will be at the border and they'll shoot you in the head because that's what a military is designed to do, is to protect a country's borders from physical invasion, not to orchestrate it. And they're actually orchestrating it. Well, by the way, we go overseas and protect everybody else's borders.
Right. We defend everyone else's borders, but not our own.
Yeah. The hypocrisy is deadly. Americans are losing their lives every day. You may have done some research in your expertise here. How many Americans are losing their lives to these criminal, illegal parasites, these savages, these pieces of that are invading our country?
Well, I wish that we had that number, Stu, but even under the Trump administration, we met with U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions and asking for that number. We thought finally we would get it. And he said it's impossible because these municipalities do not cooperate with the federal government. So they're not going to give them the information. And you look at all the sanctuary jurisdictions, cities, states, even counties, you know, they don't give this information out because they don't want you, the people out there, Americans, to know just how often Americans are killed by illegal aliens, people who shouldn't be here in the first place.
Deport them. And when they try to get back here, kill them. On site, just shoot them. You're trying to invade our country. Our job is to protect this country from a physical invasion and then to protect the countrymen from any harm that may come as a result of that physical invasion, especially women and children. This should be something. Where are the real men in this country? I've got about a minute left. Can you weigh in on that? Are there any real men left in this country?
There are real men. I think right now, though, the government, look at, Sue, they're jailing the J6ers, you know, the Patriots and people who are there. It's all set up. So it's a message to Americans to stand down, but we can't stand down. You know, what can we do? I know myself, I do what I can in my little area, in my little home. But, you know, I think that we have to admit that we're going to need some sort of, you know, the militia set up. Our constitution is set up that way. So if the federal government's standing down, unwilling or unable, it's up to the state. And if the state does not do it, then where are we?
I will tell you what, you are speaking my language now, Maria. That is for sure. Militia should not be a bad word. This is something that we should be organizing and doing immediately. And they're trying right now. They're trying right now, with Republican support, to make it illegal to have a militia. We reported on that just last week.
That's sad. That's sad. It goes against our U.S. Constitution, our Bill of Rights.
They don't care. They don't care. These people, the hubris in our government, they're all running so scared. They're running scared because there's a lot of noticing going on in this country right now. A lot of people are really waking up. And then also on top of that, they're really scared of their paymasters, you know, because they have to satisfy them before the American people. If they don't, their reign of power and enrichment just goes away. They're all on the gravy train. At our expense, at the expense of the lives of American children. Maria Espinoza, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you, Stu.
We say it all the time on this program. We don't have a government. No, we have a rogue, murderous corporate crime syndicate. We don't have any representation in Washington, D.C. But look around. Banks all over the place are collapsing. And then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. Biden says taxpayers won't pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? The Fed prints the money to cover the losses, which will cause more inflation, or they just get the money from the Treasury. Either way, you're paying for it. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Simple. Protect your wealth with physical gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now, just like I'm doing. I get my gold and silver from GoldCo. Call them today, please, 855-706-GOLD. Learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Again, that number is 855-706-GOLD. Call GoldCo today, 855-706-GOLD. So here's a surprising fact. Research shows that even healthy people have wild swings in their blood sugar after eating. When I talk about blood sugar, a lot of people tune out. You know, they think it's only relevant to people with type 2 diabetes, but blood sugar is a topic everybody needs to understand. One of the big keys to optimal health is to have balanced blood sugar. Spikes in blood sugar force your pancreas to work harder and are associated with things like weight gain and even risk of heart attack and stroke. So here's the reason that I even brought this up. The boys at Bioptimizers have a blood sugar optimization product called Blood Sugar Breakthrough. And I don't think I'm overstating my case when I say it's revolutionary. I personally take it. I take two capsules 15 minutes before each meal, and then my body pushes carbs and glucose into my muscles to be used as fuel instead of turning them into fat. This is why I'm recommending it to you. As a result, you'll enjoy more stable energy without the post-meal crash. Plus, you'll have better workouts, faster gains in the gym, and an easier time leaning out, getting rid of that stubborn belly fat. But perhaps the biggest benefit of all of this is it will improve your overall health tremendously. You have to try it. For an exclusive offer, go to bioptimizers.com/SP. Again, that's bioptimizers.com/SP. Just in the rhythm of your daily life, your privacy faces countless threats. The NSA and countless other people able to listen in on your phone conversations and obtain your text messages. That's why I want to introduce you to Privacy from phone123.com, your mobile fortress. With state-of-the-art end-to-end encryption, your data's journey is shielded. You can speak freely with privacy's secure call feature. Adaptive authentication learns from you, enhancing security without slowing you down. Privacy's intuitive design makes powerful protection accessible to everyone. Behind the scenes, privacy is always evolving, defending against the latest threats. Empower your digital life with privacy starting at just $35. Visit phone123.com/stew. Again, that's phone123.com/stew, or just call them. Connect to mobile. Complete privacy assurance.
I gave this platform to God, okay? I'm on a very specific mission.
We have to identify who the real enemy is. We have to know, where does this infiltration come from?
The American people need a warrior that's unafraid to point out the real enemy. The American people are deserving of truth, exposure, and extreme accountability for the crimes against humanity that are being committed. We're on the brink of the complete collapse of America, while at the same time at the precipice of an amazing victory. If we want to prevent our children from facing a future bloodbath, I mean, I'm talking mass amounts of bloodshed, we need to step up and fight this war, and we need to fight it now. Uncensored.
I refuse to be silenced or muzzled.
Unafraid.
No man will intimidate me.
Unstoppable.
The Extreme Accountability Tour is happening. We'll have dates, locations for you very soon. Good evening and welcome to the Stu Peters Show. So after Derek Evans and National File and the Stu Peters Show exposed John Emanuel Banuelos, the January 6th gunman, who in broad daylight climbed up a scaffolding and fired off two shots out of a gun and into the air in front of hundreds of thousands of people, in front of Jesus himself, he's finally just now been arrested by the Biden DOJ. And now they're trying to present this guy, of course, as some legitimate January 6th protester, as a Trump supporter, and not as the agent provocateur, the armed agitator that we all know him to be. This guy was allowed to roam free for 3 years. The feds had footage of him firing off shots into the air, and they did nothing with it. No, they sat on it. They didn't charge him. They didn't go looking for him. Nothing. Even after he was arrested for murder. Yes, John Emanuel Banuelos was arrested for stabbing a teenager to death in a park in Utah, and there's no denying that he did it. He admitted to it. But the police let him go anyways. And during his interrogation, he was telling the cops about January 6th. Listen, he was telling them to call the FBI. Why? He was saying all kinds of crazy shit. He's a classic federal asset. Some guy who has his mind so twisted up and discombobulated that he doesn't know up from down, in from out. He can be easily manipulated. He can be forced to do anything. Just the way they like them. And you know, what makes this even more likely that this guy was working with the feds, if not directly on their payroll, is the fact that after Derek Evans released this video, and after this show reported on it, a bunch of really well-known feds in the media space, we know who you are, the feds who are thrown out there as legitimate journalists so they can keep a lid on the stories that they don't want getting out. A bunch of these guys came out against the story. Why? This is an armed gunman at January 6th. But they tried to kill it. They tried to shut it down. It was coordinated. They were doing everything that they could to bury the truth. But now, because of the reporting of the Stu Peters Show, the largest dissident alternative media broadcast on the face of the planet, the largest organically grown Rumble channel, it's just too difficult to ignore. So now they're trying to give the corporate media credit for it. NBC News picked up this story after Derek Evans released the footage. But on X, the community notes, which are easily manipulated, are saying that Derek, quote, had nothing to do with breaking the story. End quote. But even NBC's reporting goes against that. They say in their own report that the footage was previously unseen before it was released by Evans and viewed hundreds of millions of times. It's obvious what's going on here. It's obvious to a very many people. It's obvious to you, I hope, including Derek Evans. This is just another Ray Epps situation. John Emanuel Banuelos was at the Capitol with a gun on January 6th. It's undeniable. He's caught on video. He's caught in photos. He climbed up that scaffolding. He fired that gun into the air. And then within a minute, chaos broke out. The gunshot, to any reasonable person, looks like it served as some kind of a signal for his fellow feds to activate and then throw the entire day into chaos and take the lives of American citizens. The feds had this footage for 3 years. They took it straight from the source, and they did nothing with it. Nothing at all. Nothing was done until this footage was obtained by Derek Evans and blasted on this show. And so now they have to cover their tracks. They have to cover this whole thing up. So what better way to do that than to turn on their agent provocateur and say that he was a legitimate Trump supporter and that he's representative of the hundreds of thousands of peaceful protesters who went to Washington that day to have their voices heard, to petition this fake government to redress their grievances, to try to save their country. But we're not going to let this lie go on unchecked. We're not going to allow this story to be buried. Derek Evans, a January 6th patriot and leading candidate for Congress in West Virginia's 1st District, joins us now to discuss this more. It was after you broke it. They can't deny this. And you saw the coordinated effort on X with all these feds trying to bury this, didn't you?
I did. Well, first I want to say thank you for having me back on the show, man. But you guys, a national file, really helped break this story. You guys are the first two media outlets who had the courage to properly cover this. And that's the only reason it got the attention that it deserves. So I want to give you guys a shout out and thank you guys for doing that.
Yeah, of course. You know, when the feds arrested this guy, this is interesting. I think everybody should note this. They did it quietly. Mm-hmm. They didn't do it as part of some big show. There wasn't an entire SWAT team coming out to arrest this guy who we know has guns because he's on camera shooting a gun, endangering hundreds of thousands of people. They didn't humiliate him in front of his neighbors. They didn't terrorize his family by putting red dots on his kids' foreheads. No, instead, he was quietly picked up, and then it was announced through the corporate press that he was arrested. Doesn't this just show us that Benuelos was working with the feds? He's getting special treatment. They're wearing kid gloves for this guy, but they threw you in prison. They threw hundreds of other political prisoners in prison, destroyed their entire lives. Some of them are still there with no trial. How many more of these people could be out there? How many more of these feds are still walking the streets, still planning future operations?
Yeah, well, I mean, to your point, everyone spoke about Ray Epps for a long time, and this is Ray Epps on steroids. And, you know, the process is the punishment when it comes to January 6th. And so, you know, they rolled into these small communities with military tanks, knocked down doors, flew drones into people's homes, held people at gunpoint, all to arrest someone on misdemeanor trespassing charges for stepping on the grass that day. If there was anyone who deserved that sort of treatment, you would think it'd be someone who fired a gun into the air, has since stabbed someone since that time. And you know, he gets a special treatment just like Ray Epps has. And so I believe that there's a lot of questions that need to be answered surrounding this guy. If anyone deserved to have had their home raided out of anyone involved in January 6th, so far, I would say it was this guy, but he didn't get that.
He's on camera with a gun. So do you think, Derek, do we have federal sleeper cells just waiting to activate, like a bunch of crazy psychopaths just living in our midst, pumped up on PSYOP propaganda by the FBI, ready to pounce at their next assignment?
I'll tell you, Stu, before January 6th, I would not have entertained that thought, but I think at this point you would be crazy to think that that's not happening in our country right now. I really believe that it does exist in our country.
100%. What's happening? You can't argue it. Why are Republicans continuing to fund this?
Exactly. Well, because we've got a bunch of spineless jellyback rhinos who, run and pretend that there's something else. We have a uniparty in this country, as we all know. There's very few people who are in it for the right reasons and true patriots. We have too many politicians in politics. We've got to get more patriots involved from city council all the way up through president.
Your opponent is this fake called Carol Miller. She keeps voting to fund the DOJ. She keeps giving them more money to perpetuate this lie and cover up the truth about January 6th. Is she in on it? It sure sounds that way.
I mean, it does. And I would say her donors are, at least at the very least, her donors are in on it. I mean, she's pushing this global agenda. She's brought Bill Gates to her state, all these other issues. A recent poll just came out. It's a dead heat. We're neck and neck right now. It's probably the closest race in the country for someone challenging an incumbent in the primary. And so we're really excited where we're at right now in terms of knocking her off and getting a true patriot in one of the reddest districts in the country.
Why do you suppose that this Mike Johnson character, who, by the way, I have no idea where the hell he comes from or who the hell he is. He just all of a sudden just pops up like some weird psyop also. But he and Kevin McCarthy, they promised the release of this J6 footage, unredacted, unedited, in its entirety. all these countless tens of thousands of hours, we've offered a safe place for it. We'll put it on Rumble. We'll put it at the Stu Peters Network, the largest organically grown Rumble channel on the face of the planet. We'll put it over there, and we'll just put it there just completely unedited, allow people to watch it as they have time and draw their own relevant conclusions. Why is nobody in Congress just repeatedly over and over again saying, release these tapes?
Well, it's a good question. I'll tell you what I think. I don't know this, but I think it's because they know that there are federal agents involved in this, whether they were paid beforehand or turned later on. But I mean, we know that this whole thing was staged. We know that there were agitators, paid agitators within the crowd. That's the only thing that makes sense at this point. You have everyone who's actually involved in January 6th, everybody who's been arrested and slung through the mud, called a terrorist, called an insurrectionist, all these things. We are begging them to release the footage to the American people. I've never in my life known a group of criminals who have begged for the footage of their quote-unquote crimes to be released to the public. And on the other hand, you have the government who says, no, you guys can't watch this. You just have to take our credit for it. You just have to take our word for it. These guys are terrible people, but you can't watch it for yourself. So we want the footage released to the American people, as you said, unedited, unredacted, so that the American people can see the truth for themselves and we can get to the bottom of this.
Why are all of these people who, you know, at the beginning of all of this, there was a ton of hype around January 6th. It's almost gone now. People aren't talking about the prisoners of war being held on U.S. soil right now without due process. Still no trials. Their whole lives are being ruined. Their cars are getting repossessed. Their homes are being foreclosed on. Their kids don't have anything to eat at home. You know, if they had a wife or a girlfriend, many of these things have ended in divorce. Their families are like broken apart. Their entire lives are shattered and ruined. Where's all these America First patriots that were really happy to jump in front of cameras in front of the DC gulag and say how they were fighting for these J6ers? They're just gone. They don't even talk about it anymore. They don't even give a
my oldest. I've got four kids. My oldest is 5 years old. That's still impacting them today. How the trauma that they dealt with when our home was raided by, you know, 15 to 20 agents with guns to come in here and get me. And so this is happening all across the country. So this is definitely generational at this point.
You know, prior to your arrest with 15 or 20 agents and guns trained on your family, you must have had a pretty long and violent, extensive criminal history.
No more than a speeding ticket.
Wait. No more than a speeding ticket. How do they justify using that kind of force?
Yeah, I would love to know as well. I mean, that's what we're seeing all across the country. There's some of these people who are in their 70s and never had anything more than a speeding ticket. And once again, they're flying drones in their homes, knocking their door down at 5 a.m., having military tanks, holding children at gunpoint, making children come out in their underwear because they're in the middle of the night sleeping at 5 a.m. and putting them on the porch in cold weather. I mean, that's what's happening right now. And then John Emmanuel Benuelos gets a special treatment and gets rolled out the red carpet and gets handled quietly. I mean, to me, it just raises even more questions around this guy.
It raises questions about our entire fake government.
Yep.
I mean, is there anybody in Congress that's really doing the bidding of the people, or are they all sold out?
I can't really think of anyone who I would say at this point is, you know, it's one of those old things you hear, don't ever meet your heroes. Going through this process, especially running for Congress myself, I've learned the hard way. You don't always want to meet your heroes.
There's a lot of snakes out there.
To in Congress.
Yeah, I mean, there are. I mean, you go and you meet these people in person or you talk to them off the record and they want to tell you what they want to talk about on the record. Being in this chair every day and having conversations with staffers and with congressmen themselves, they literally try to shape the narrative of an interview. I mean, we're not going to do that. Well, we're not going there. We're going to ask you real questions. We're the people's bullhorn. That's what we have to do here.
Exactly. And that's why we love your show. And Stu, you know, think about all the people, not just in Congress, but state legislators, school, whatever, everybody all across the country who ran on this platform of America First, President Trump. And when it came time to actually stand with the American people that day, I'm the only one who did. I'm the only elected legislator in the entire country who was arrested and thrown in prison for peacefully protesting. Now I'm running for Congress in one of the reddest districts in the country. And you would think, I mean, it's unbelievable. It's like pulling teeth to even get some of these Congress people to speak with me, whether that's about my race or as a January 6th political prisoner in general. It's very frustrating, to say the least.
It's equally as difficult to get them to come on this program. They don't want to have these debates. They don't want to answer these questions, Derek. And that's because they have a whole lot to hide, isn't it? I mean, there's really no other explanation for it. These people were really merit-based. If these people were really philosophically, ideologically upstanding, honest people that could hold their back straight with their shoulders back and their head held high because they were really fighting for the people in their districts congressionally or, you know, from their states as a senator, which, by the way, that's a whole nother story. That's just a completely deep swamp there. But why would they refuse to come on this program? If I call out Marjorie Taylor Greene and she's so right, why won't she come here and have the conversation? Why won't somebody from the Freedom Caucus come on here and tell me how they added a whole bunch of members so they could water it down and remove the teeth out of it, making it just a organization? I mean, why won't these people come on this program and have this debate with me?
Because most of these people are not here for any other reason other than to get reelected into office. That's all they care about. I'll tell you that it's very frustrating. I don't care if I serve one term. I'd rather go in there for one two-year term and just flip over tables and raise cane and make noise and represent my people and stand up and speak out for what I believe in than to sit there and waller around in the swamp for 20 years and never get anything accomplished. These people really believe that their most important job is to get reelected, and they don't get reelected by coming around and having to answer tough questions for their actions.
Yeah. They're really scared of that. Because, like you alluded to, if they say the wrong thing, their donors go, yep, you're done. And they don't get that money. Then they don't get to go serve in Congress and leave with hundreds of millions of dollars in net worth. How does that happen, by the way?
Oh, the insider bank trading. We all know that this is happening. Martha Stewart did far less than any member of Congress, and she went to prison for it. These people are doing it every single day. That's why I've said, you know, we need to ban that. I would be happy to propose that. These scumbags will never vote for it because that's how they enrich themselves. You know, my opponent has 57 violations for insider stock trading right now. It's unbelievable this is happening and it's being allowed to happen. And the American people are the ones that's continuing to be punished in the process of all this, as they, you know, don't represent the people. They represent the interest of themselves and their donors. And that's one of the greatest things about my campaign, Stu, is I don't have any special interest groups backing our campaign. We're closing in, probably getting close to around 10,000 donors now. We've raised over $500,000 from just everyday average Americans dumping, you know, $50, whatever, into the campaign and helping us out. That is what it's supposed to be about. I don't answer to Big Pharma or the military industrial complex, and we need more people in office who are going to stand on those values.
Damn right we do. And you don't need to live in West Virginia's first district either to support Derek Evans. So we recommend that you do that. Absolutely. We support you 100%. Thank you, Derek.
Thank you, Stu. Really appreciate you, man. Thanks for all you do.
Of course. We say it all the time on this program. We don't have a government. No, we have a rogue, murderous corporate crime syndicate. We don't have any representation in Washington, D.C. But look around. Banks all over the place are collapsing. And then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. Biden says taxpayers won't pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? The Fed prints the money to cover the losses, which will cause more inflation, or they just get the money from the Treasury. Either way, you're paying for it. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Simple. Protect your wealth with physical gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now, just like I'm doing. I get my gold and silver from Goldco. Call them today, please, 855-706-GOLD. Learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Again, that number is 855-706-GOLD. Call Goldco today, 855-706-GOLD.
What if I told you there was a hostile alien species that controls your appetite, sleep, and focus? Invaders that urinate and defecate throughout your body whenever they are hungry. We call them parasites, and they are the root cause of many health issues that result in pain, suffering, and death. The Purge is our solution. Purge Suddenly offers a unique blend of 17 detoxifying ingredients, including black walnut hull and wormwood, scientifically proven to not only kill parasites, but to destroy and flush them out. If you've never gone through a parasite cleanse or didn't do it the right way, our proven formula prepares you for a complete and total victory. Increased alertness, weight loss, and clear skin are just a few of the potential benefits customers have reported back. Kill the parasites. Destroy their eggs and build a big, beautiful wall inside your body to keep them out. It is time to purge suddenly. It's you or them. Make your move now.
You know, there's just a lot of tired people out there. People are exhausted. People are hitting that snooze button and then slamming their heads right back down on the pillow every morning. If you think about it, with all of the problems that you have to take care of at work and at home, with your family, with your friends, it's no wonder that you feel so tired. You take care of a lot of different things. But if you really stop to think about it, who takes care of you? Magnesium Breakthrough is an all-natural supplement. It helps me reduce fatigue and sleep more peacefully. It's even strengthened my muscle, it improved my heart and brain function, and while most magnesium supplements aren't full spectrum, Magnesium Breakthrough is the only magnesium supplement on the market that contains the optimal ratio of all seven essential types of magnesium. Imagine having the strength and energy to get out of bed every morning and face the day boldly and courageously, to be able to show up as your best self, to keep that energy up through the day and into the night. So if you want to feel more energized, if you want to get the best night's sleep that you've had in forever, check out buyoptimizers.com/Stu Peters. By using the promo code Stu Peters, you'll unlock all kinds of special offers. So two things to remember, buyoptimizers.com/Stu Peters, and then use promo code Stu Peters. You'll be amazed at how much better you feel by taking Magnesium Breakthrough. Viewers of this show will know that NGOs partnered directly with the United States government, many of them claiming to be religious organizations, are working right now to bring illegal migrants, illegal invaders, into the United States. They're aiding and abetting the invasion force all the way to our southern border, and then they're taking them in and distributing them all over our country, flying them first class, putting them up in 4- and 5-star hotels that, by the way, you're not allowed in. They're doing all of the work for them. And they're doing it with your money, our tax dollars. But you see, what many people might not know is that these same groups, these same types of organizations, are also setting up shop halfway across the world so that they can use our tax dollars and our government subsidies to improve the sex lives of Africans. Seriously. There are Catholic NGOs like government-funded Catholic Relief Services operating right now in places like Cameroon and Zimbabwe, where they're teaching Africans how to use condoms and how to take birth control and even how to get abortions. And they're doing it all on our dime. Does that piss you off? There are countries right now where rape and sexual violence are part of everyday life. It's primitive, it's disgusting, it's dangerous, but these groups that claim to be Catholic, that claim to be charities, are setting these people up with contraceptives and condoms so they can help make this situation spiral even further out of control. They're going around teaching tribesmen how to put on condoms so they don't transmit AIDS when they go on their next mass rape attack in a neighboring village, and slapping Catholic theology and entire Christian faith in the face while they're doing it. They're directly violating the teachings of the Catholic Church on contraception and abortion so that they can make a quick buck on a bunch of vulnerable African rape victims and spread our satanic government's abortion child sacrifice rituals to new lands. But you see, this is nothing new for groups like this. Our government and their henchmen, their NGOs, their big pharma corporations, they have been using these places as a testing ground for generations. They go and they slither into these areas where people are poor and they're desperate and they're victimized, and then they pump them full of experimental drugs and they poison their food and water supply, and they fill their minds with Western forms of degeneracy, much like the Weimar Republic, that make their own problems even worse, and then they see how they react. It's like this sick multi-level experimentation on a grand scale, and our tax dollars are funding it. They're doing it with the legitimacy of the United States government, murderous corporate crime syndicate, and under the banners of our religious institutions. And make no mistake, I'm going to be perfectly clear for you here. These populations in Africa, they have much bigger plans for them. This is part of the invasion pipeline. African invaders, specifically from Cameroon, are popping up on our southern border now on a regular basis. They're receiving sex training from these taxpayer-backed NGOs, and they're miraculously showing up halfway across the world on our doorstep. It's amazing how that works, isn't it? Michael Hickborn is the founder of the Lepanta Institute. He's been investigating these activities in Africa. He joins us now to share more of what he's discovered. It's really ironic. It's really interesting. How do these people just show up on our doorstep knowing everything about birth control and abortions?
Well, they do so because organizations like Catholic Relief Services show up with government-funded projects in these African villages, and they say, hey, look, these are ways that you can stop having kids. And of course, the African women are wondering, well, why would I want to stop having kids? But CRS and others like them will tell them, well, you want to stop having kids so that you can go out and make something of yourself in the world and have a career and have an education and everything else. But, you know, what these people want, what these Africans truly want is to have a family. They want to have a home life. They want to live their faith. And CRS is throwing all of that away and selling them a bill of goods.
To what end, though? What is the goal here long term? Why do they want to talk these
control?
Population control.
Yep.
Okay, so this is part again of a depopulation event that we're seeing across the entire plane of the earth.
Yeah. Well, we have to remember USAID was established in 1960s with the specific goal of reducing the fertility rates of people in Africa. In fact, any African country that receives USAID funding is required to fill out forms to show this is what we're doing to reduce our fertility rates. And CRS takes USAID fund to establish USAID projects.
So there's no way for Americans to really get a full grasp of everything that we're paying for. Remember, this is the same continent where Tony Fauci went with remdesivir and, you know, killed a whole bunch of people, but that was the only approved protocol in hospitals here and across the West during this coronavirus pandemic, COVID-19. This is the place where Bill Gates goes and poisons food and tests drugs and runs psyops on these people. And these kids turn out being born like with four arms and two legs or four legs and one arm. It's disgusting what these people are doing to this continent of Africa, and now they're running these sex operations on them.
Well, it's new colonialism. What we're doing is we're going into this area and we're putting them under the thumb all over again.
And then they're showing up on our doorstep and they want to suck even more of the resources from our country, from within inside of our country. And these are people then that will have already been programmed to hate the United States for what they've done to all of their people there.
Yes, that's exactly right. It's a cyclical problem.
And so then they'll come here and they'll want to rape and pillage and steal and rob and loot and hate America as they know it because we were the oppressors and they were left nowhere else to go but here. It almost seems like this is intentional.
Well, it absolutely is. I mean, a number of years ago, I did a video report explaining how masturbation is it's a gateway drug for the use of contraception, for promiscuity, and then ultimately for abortion. And what's happening in Africa, in our report that we just published, you'll see that CRS in their own manual was promoting masturbation to kids as young as 11 as a form of safe sex. And then later on down the line, you see that they start introducing the condoms and the contraception. And they even partnered with an organization whose logo is a pregnant woman with an X through her belly. This organization is called Renata. They gave it $145,000 during the time that the Mexico City policy was in place, and they partnered with them in order to send young girls for sexual and reproductive health services.
Yeah, I have to end the segment because I need to go and procreate. Seriously, like I'm going to go jump in the truck. I'm going to head home, and my lady better be ready for me. I'm serious. We need to start popping out a whole bunch of babies. Us white Christian alpha people, males who, you know, understand how to treat ladies, have our shoulders back, our back straight, our head held high, that run in confidence and know what's right from wrong. Stand on our faith. Stand on our Christianity. Yeah. We need to be procreating like crazy right now. Which is, by the way, why we partnered with this Unjected great website. It's for uninjected, unvaccinated, you know, people of Christian faith to go and get together, relationship status, whatever. But these are the types of things that we need in order to promote having more babies, creating future generations of people who will be dissident to nonsense like this and this Weimar Republic crap, this degeneracy and depravity that is just plaguing not only our country, but now we, the American taxpayers, are funding this in Africa. And then these people are pissed off and showing up with machetes on a southern border so they can come and be bussed into the interior of our country and slaughter white Christian families. That's what's going to happen. Make no mistake, and this is all being done intentionally. The Lepanto Institute, Michael Hepburn, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. God bless you, sir.
Thanks so much for having me on.
You know, a lot of people think they're ready for what's coming. Some world government roaming the streets of the United States, seizing guns from Americans, disarming you. A lot of people think, oh, when the deep state comes or the zombie apocalypse happens, I'm totally ready. In today's world, you have to be prepared for everything. It's not just an option, it's a necessity. When it comes to protecting my friends and family and ensuring that we're getting ready for any emergency, I choose American Reserves. With American Reserves, you're not just buying peace of mind. No, you're investing in high-quality, long-shelf-life emergency food, top-notch water filtration products, essential survival gear designed to keep you safe and your kids safe no matter what. In emergency situations, having these products will keep you and your family alive. I'm not overstating this. And I know the people at American Reserves. I love doing business with them because they're patriots. They're Christians. They care truly about your family's preparedness. So don't wait for the emergency to find you and your family unprepared. Visit AmericanReserves.com today. If you use the discount code STU, you'll get 10% off everything. Take the first step towards securing your family's safety with American Reserves. You're not just ready, you're prepared for anything. Again, AmericanReserves.com and use promo code STU. I'm going to ask you for your undivided attention because I'm going to tell you about what could possibly be the most important life-saving supplement that I have ever talked about. It's called Cardio Miracle. Each serving of Cardio Miracle has a combination of over 50 high-quality ingredients, including a huge variety of fruits, vegetables, amino acids, and herbs, all of which come together to promote your body's ability to produce nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is so important for heart health. It helps to relax and dilate your blood vessels, which supports blood flow and circulation. And I love that you don't have to take this giant pill to get all of this nutrition. No, Cardio Miracle comes in a powder formula, so it's really easy to mix all day throughout the day into juice or water and take it at any time. That also helps to support mood regulation because it's a neurotransmitter. It's a neuromodulator in the brain. So it can support the release of serotonin and dopamine, both of which are really important and involved in mood regulation. Cardio Miracle also supports mental clarity, sleep quality, energy levels. It can even help with recovery after exercise. Nitric oxide is essential for so many functions in the body, and Cardio Miracle supports the production of nitric oxide, so you get many benefits from just one supplement. Please go to highpowerheart.com. Again, highpowerheart.com. I'm telling you, this could quite possibly be the most important supplement that I will ever talk about, Cardio Miracle. Go to highpowerheart.com. So it's pretty obvious that we are approaching the end of the world, or at least the end of the world as we know it. And if you ask a whole lot of people, we're living on borrowed time. We're just a moment away from a disaster, from a conflict, or from an engineered catastrophe that will end the United States of America and maybe all of modern civilization, sending us back to the dark ages or plunging us into a world of chaos where we have to fight for survival, where self-sufficiency and do-it-yourself projects won't just be a fun hobby. No, there'll be a requirement. But, you know, truly, this doesn't have to be such a terrible thing. In times of desperation and times of trial, some of America's greatest powers and influences and leaders were born. Mankind saw some of our most dramatic leaps in development and ingenuity because when our backs are pushed against the wall, we tend to surprise ourselves. and our best, most important instincts rise to the top. And while we're in this holding pattern, while we're waiting for the other shoe to drop and the bottom to fall out of modern America, you can prepare for what's to come and invest in your future, in your family's future, by understanding, how do I become self-sufficient? How do I provide for myself and my family and others outside of the system that we live in now? When there's no hardware store, when there's no gas station, when there's no supermarket, when there's no online instructional videos to walk you through the basics, how do you know that you can survive? Not only survive, but thrive. Well, No Grid Survival Products, a major fantastic book by Michael Major, will help you do just that. This book features 70 EMP-proof do-it-yourself projects that will help you and those that you care about achieve food, achieve water, achieve energy, achieve security independence. Michael says that he's witnessed the unraveling of civilization firsthand, having deployed as a NATO peacekeeper to Bosnia in 2000, where, much like in Ukraine, a conflict engineered by the world's ruling class ripped families and countries apart, drove a stake through the modern comforts that many took for granted. People didn't just die by enemy fire. No, they starved to death. They died of exposure to the elements after their communities were wrecked. And with all we know now, there's really no excuse to let that happen here. Want to know more about it? Great, because Michael Major is here with us now. Mike, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me. And you're definitely right that there's a definite possibility that we are going to get knocked down more than a few pegs and put into the dark ages. And the way that really would happen, three major ways. One would be like a solar storm, right? And hits the planet, wipes out our power grid. Like it's happened before, 1859, the Carrington event. You can look it up if you want to, but that was before widespread electricity, but the telegraph system was in wide use back then, and people were electrocuted, a few people died, telegraph system melted down. And if that was a power grid, it would have been catastrophic. We would have been without power for like long, 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 long time. The second way, EMP, I think most of your viewers probably know about EMPs. It's a high energy pulse, but the difference between that and a solar flare, is gonna take out the power grid. EMP takes out complex electronics as well. So all the stuff you've got stored away, if it's not protected, it's an electronic device, it's fried from an EMP.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people have seen me hold up this book, No Grid Survival Projects. I mean, everything in here is EMP proof. I mean, take us through just a brief list of some, because we don't have a whole lot of time, but a brief list of some of the things. I mean, this is a pretty comprehensive book too. This is nothing, This is nothing foolish. I mean, this is very well put together. There's, all kinds of pictures in here to help you walk you through the process. You know, a lot of Americans can't read anymore because of our failed educational system. So they rely on places like YouTube. But tell us some of the things that are in this No Grid Survival Projects book.
Well, basically, we've tried to cover off all the bases from food, water, protection, the big thing is trying to get power as well. We have a project in there, how to build a solar power system for your house. We've covered the batteries, the panels, the wiring, where you can source materials, everything you need to know, basically, to get started on it. And then you can build from there. Like we basically give you the basis for that one, and then you can build as big a power bank as you want. Was main panels as well. We cover water, how to get water from the rain, how to filter your water, how much water you should store, how to store that water. We also cover food, like how to make some just quick and dirty survival foods, but also how to grow your own food, how to make the planter beds, how to actually plant them, what kind of foods you should plant, all sorts of things like that. Then we cover other projects because if you got some meat, you want to be able to preserve it, right? So we cover how to make a smoker. We cover how to get water out of thin air. We cover how to build like a stove out of a propane tank. How to heat your water. We cover how to basically take that stove you make for your smoker and whatnot, wrap copper pipe around it, and have on-demand unlimited hot water. We basically anything you can kind of think of, we basically cover it off, and we even cover how to make simple traps, how to protect your property, how to set up. Like how to basically secure your property from looters, how to trap animals. And then there's also a section about medicinal herbs and plants as well that was written by someone else.
Do-it-yourself sink to save water. I mean, there's just all kinds of things: wiring solar panels, how to use a ham radio in a blackout, meal in a bag, hamburger gravy and mashed potatoes. I mean, it's all in here. How to build a hinged hoop house for a raised bed. How to build an off-the-grid stone grill oven. All of that is right here in the book, No Grid Survival Projects. You can get it at nogridprojects.com/stew. Again, that's nogridprojects.com/stew. And don't wait, because this is the kind of stuff that you need to be having right now, because you're not going to have the Home Depot to go to or wherever you need to go to get these supplies to build these things. So get them built right now. Do you agree? I mean, people should start preparing for this right now.
Oh, absolutely. And it just makes sense, because even like it doesn't have to be grid down, massive EMP attack, end of the world scenario. Your local like power grid could fail for any reason. You could have a localized disaster, hurricane, earthquake, tornado, and all this stuff is just good to have on hand.
Yeah, I mean, like, look at what just happened just the year before last, I think it was, in Texas with all of that ice. Texas, absolutely. Of all places. And they were out of power for over a week, I think. So get it right now. Nogridprojects.com/stew. Michael Major, thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, no problem.
Of course. Again, that's nogridprojects.com/stew. What an amazing guy and an amazing book. Brilliant, really. Nogridprojects.com/stew. We'll be right back. I would like to reserve this book in your name. It's called No Grid Survival Projects, and inside you'll find 75 ingenious do-it-yourself projects that can help you to protect your own family, not only from long-term blackouts or after an EMP, but also in times of economic crisis, riots, hyperinflation, hurricanes, civil war, martial law, or any other unforeseen events that may come our way. This book, the immediate payoff of having these projects is that they make you independent, self-sufficient on your own property. You don't want to depend on the government or anyone else for your basic needs. You'll discover things like how to make water out of thin air, the long-lasting survival foods that you can make at home, automatic backyard traps and alarms for looters and intruders, a pressurized rainwater harvester, EMP-proof survival generators, the self-sustaining greenhouse, a simple device that can keep you off of FEMA's radar, do-it-yourself no-grid air conditioning unit, and a whole lot more. Yes, air conditioning units. Do it yourself. The immediate payoff of having these projects is that they make you independent and self-sufficient on your own property. You don't want to depend on anybody else. Go to nogridprojects.com/stew and take advantage of a 75% discount. This book right here, and this offer won't be available for long. That's nogridprojects.com/stew. It's 2024, and you must start taking care of helping your liver now more than ever. Why? Well, because the latest data indicates that those with fatty liver were 3.5 times more likely to have heart failure than those without. And did you know that 100 million Americans have fatty liver? I had no idea. That many people are at risk. We throw everything at our livers. Cholesterol, alcohol, toxins, Tylenol, cigarettes. That's why so many of us have a sluggish fatty liver that makes us gain weight and lose energy. For decades now, your liver has helped you with over 500 key functions every day. It's time to help your liver. There is a solution, Liver Health Formula, an all-natural supplement which contains 11 clinically proven botanicals that help to recharge and protect your liver. So, if you're looking to ignite your fat-burning metabolism, boost your energy, and transform how you look and feel, try Liver Health Formula and receive a free bottle of blood sugar formula to reduce sugar cravings when you order today. Try Liver Health Formula by going to getliverhelp.com/stew and claim your free bonus gift. Again, that's getliverhelp.com/stew.